Highlights from the 185th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Subjects for General Conference talks are assigned not by mortal authority, but by the impressions of the Spirit, explained Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, page 32. In an inspiring general conference that began with the general women's session and concluded on Easter Sunday, speakers taught about family, fasting, temple work, discipleship, the Sabbath, and the Savior's atonement, among many other gospel principles. See page 3. The following are some highlights. President Thomas S. Monson announced new temples to be built in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and Bangkok, Thailand. Of these, he said, "What marvelous blessings are in store for our faithful members in these areas, and indeed wherever temples are located throughout the world." Page 91. Church members sustained 5 new members of the First Quorum of the 70, a new Young Men General Presidency, and a new counselor in the Primary General Presidency. The annual statistical report noted 15.3 million church members in 3,114 stakes and 561 districts. 3 new temples were dedicated last year, making a total of 144 temples in operation. The conference was interpreted in 95 languages. Following an invocation begun last October, 3 speakers delivered their talks in languages other than English. Speaking on Easter weekend, several speakers testified of the Savior's resurrection. "He is the Son of God," testified President Thomas S. Monson. "He it is who came forth from the grave that first Easter morning, bringing with him the gift of everlasting life for all of God's children." Page 93. End of the section, Highlights from the 185th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Read by Charlene Stewart.